There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 4th edition, and this is a depressing edition of Quick Hits. Four games, guys, four games to talk about. This is a horrible way to kick off the week. Talk about having a case of the Mondays. This is not going to help with it at all. MLB Draft is on tap tonight, and to get ready for that, I recommend listening to Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 66. The regular banter is great, as always, but we have a good 25-minute or so interview with Chris Blessing of Baseball HQ previewing the baseball draft and a couple other things. His Juan Soto takes when he saw him live and in person were pretty good in the minors. So go check that out. Get you ready for the draft tonight. Other than that, hope you had a great weekend. Some interesting slates, to say the least. Some good action at the NHL Stanley Cup Game 4 tonight. That'll be a fun one. Washington's up 2-1. That's been a great series. The Warriors doing Warriors things up 2-0. But yeah, we're here for MLB DFS content, and it's four games to break down. So let's take a look at your totals on this four-game slate. You have Yankees and Tigers, total of 10. Domingo Germán versus Mike Fiers. It's game two of a double dip, so you're going to want to check lineups for this one. But you'd imagine you might actually get to sneak in some value here from both sides in this one. It should be a very interesting game. Royals-Angels, total 8.5. Duffy-Tropiano. D-backs at the Giants, total of 8. Godley at Giants. Godley at Holland. And Holland is the minus 120 favorite. The Giants have the bigger team total than the D-backs in this one. Something to think about there. And then we got Braves and Padres in San Diego, total of 7.5. So three of the four games are 10 o'clock Eastern or later games, 7 o'clock my time. So you have one early one and then the late night specials. So it's not the best DFS night for anybody. You really, GPP type night, I'd recommend limiting your cash game exposure, if to any. And then you're going to have to be really, really different. That's why I'm going to mention a couple guys here. You're going to think, like, Bubba, are you still feeling it from a long weekend? No, I'm okay. I'm managing. But you have to get a little weird here. So let's get into the pitching on this slate. Your high-priced arm at 10,200 is Zach Godley of the Arizona Diamondbacks, again, at those Giants. Godley coming off a really, really good start of six innings, 2 earned 7 Ks against the Cincinnati Reds. He has struck out 6 or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. Faced the Giants earlier this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 9 strikeouts for 35.4 points. He has been much better at home than on the road this year. A 2.94 ERA at home and a 5.81 on the road. So pick your poisons there. But he does make for an interesting option as the Giants do strike out 25% of the time. He's got a ground ball rate of 55%. Again, Giants still have a 4.2 total. Lefty's 334, righty's 399, a decent WOBA, above average of 316, but a horrific 146 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Godley on a slate like this, he's got that talent level to get you the high 20s, low 30s. Could also get surprised by the Giants, but there's no Brandon Belt, which has been really big, really, really big. And Posey's been up and down, banged up. So see, he was in the lineup yesterday. I'm assuming he'll be in there tonight, but you never know. So keep an eye on that. Might get a little watered down Gigante's lineup. Got Julio Teheran at $9,800 at the San Diego Padres. Teheran was dealing, but the last 4 starts, he's been not great. 7 innings, 2 earned, only 3 Ks at the Mets. six innings, three earned, only four Ks. He's got four or fewer Ks in four straight starts. He's got a 7.3, a 0.1, 0.1 that was, 11.3 and a 13. At $9,800, we're going to need Julio to get it in and get it in right. So it's a tough one there. It is at the San Diego Padres. It always comes into play for us on these slates. The Padres are a team that strikes out 26.3% of the time. That is the highest K rate for any team versus their handedness they're starting against tonight. He's got a ground ball rate of only 40%, but he's limited the hard contact. The Padres have a 3.88 total. Lefties 3.59, righties 3.33. Below average wOBA and below average ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Tehran's interesting. Very interesting at $9,800. So you got Godley up top. Tehran is second up top. That's kind of the way I'd look at it. Both on a full slate, you might not even look at them at all. On a slate like this, they're both in play. You can pretty much use bats against almost anybody on this slate. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't hate almost any bats because you got to get really weird. We'll get into that. But Godley and Tehran up top. Godley 1, Tehran 2. In the middle, Nick Trapiano at $8,300 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Trapiano's been an up-and-down arm all season long. He's been much better on the road than at home. Like much, much better. 5-3 area at home, 2-5-5 on the road. We'll see if that continues tonight. He did face Kansas City earlier this year. 6 2/3, 6 hits, no earned, 6 strikeouts for 26.2 points. Coming off back-to-back starts of 18 or more points, which will take $8,300. You have a Royals team that only strikes out 18% of the time versus righties. Trapiano's a -178 home favorite, just about the same favorite as Domingo Herman is the top favorites on the slate. So that's something to definitely keep in mind when you're looking at it. Big fly ball guy, though. Giving up a lot of heavy contact, which is not good. The Royals do have the lowest total on the slate at 3.6. Lefties 3.52, righties 3.53. The average wOBA and a below average ISO of 1.24 versus right-handed pitching. So Trapiano's definitely in play. Like all plays on this slate, pretty much they're risky. But at $8,300, I have a feeling he'll be kind of chalky also. And lastly, a four-game slate chalk just sucks. But Trapiano at $8,300, you can definitely get behind. Now we drop below. There's two pitchers that just are sketchy as sketch, but Darren Collins, $5,600. I mentioned he's a home favorite versus Arizona. He's been very, very up and down this season, but he faced Arizona earlier this year. Six innings, two hits, two earned, eight Ks for 24 DraftKings points. He's averaging about 12 a start. He either pitches really good or he gets blown up. And that's the difference in the game. But Arizona strikes out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching, which we really, really like. That gives him a chance to kind of get out of trouble or gain some extra points. Lefties 264, righties 382 versus Holland, and the D-backs have a 3.8 total, third lowest on the slate, but an outstanding ISO and a very good wOBA versus left-handed pitching, so it's extremely risky. He is in a really good pitcher's park there in AT&T, so $5,600, he's in play, but the risk is high. The other guy I'll mention here is Danny Duffy at $4,700. We were on him in his last start at 4K. He got you 14.7, he got you 25.7 the start before, and start before that, he was really, really bad, but he mentioned he figured he was tipping pitches, things he could change, and he's done that his last two starts. You've definitely seen these adjustments get made. So at this price tag, he could be worth a gamble for you here. His home run splits are pretty much even. He's been just bad overall this season. Again, hoping this recent change in what he's doing is working for him. Angels only strike out about 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Like I said before, when we've mentioned Duffy lately, you know, he's got average hard contact, average ground ball, good swinging strike. Everything's just average. Nothing's really bad. That's why when he gets beat up, it's kind of crazy. Angels do have a 4.9 total, second just to the Yankees. Lefties 376, righties 406. But a 304 wOBA and 151 ISO are just average at best. So at $4,700, there is an interesting GPP angle there. And I got Duffy 1, Holland 2 down below. So when you're breaking down the pitching, up top, Godley 1, Tehran 2. You got Trapiano in the middle by himself. Then down below, Duffy 1, Holland 2. You're going to have to take massive gambles on this slate if you want to hit the big one. So those are the options for you there. Let's get to the bats on this slate. At the catcher's position, you know, you got Gary Sanchez, of course. Depends if he caught game 1 or game 2. Keep that in mind. Lefty's 364, righty's 325 versus Fires. They have a 5-6-5 total. That's like over half a run more than the next best team. The Yankees are clearly the stack to make. So, heck, you can go Trapiano and Duffy and get every bat under the sun if you want. Leave money on the table tonight. That's another thing I'm going to recommend. Definitely leave money on the table. Salvi Perez was an outstanding player. He's a top catcher in the month of May, fantasy-wise. $4,100 in play for you there. See who's catching for the Braves. Tyler Flowers at 38 versus Clayton Richards, or Suzuki at 36. Both good guys against Clayton. When you look at the Bravos, they have the second lowest total at 3.6, but lefties 277, righties 345 versus Richards. And lots of power they've showed versus lefties this year. So Flowers and Suzuki in play for you. John Ryan Murphy, if you aren't using Holland at 37, also good look. So there's some good options there. Might be a night to pay up for pitching. And with the bad pitching that's out there, you can probably afford some if you want to. Other than that, you can slide down like a Martin Maldonado at 27 versus Duffy. Is extremely cheap. Maldonado hits lefties very, very well. So those are some of the options you can look at on this short four-game slate. First base, Freddie Freeman, don't worry about a lefty, that's just fine. But Goldschmidt has been heating up. He hits lefties really, really well. He's on the road versus Holland at 48. He can be a nice play for you there. Greg Bird versus Mike Fiers at 4K is a very solid value. He's been hitting in the middle of that Yankees order since his return. So go check that out. The farther down we look, maybe an Albert Pujols versus Duffy at 36. Jeffrey Marte, if he's in the lineup for the Angels versus Duffy at 34, is another option. Maybe check lineups. There's always Hunter Dozier for a GPP dart home run if you look in that direction. But yeah, you're going to have to get weird. Second base, Ozzy Albies loves his left-handed pitching at 54. You can look there. Gleyber Torres is hitting everything hard and deep, usually at $4,900. Don't hate that either. Ian Kinsler versus Danny Duffy. Kinsler's been heating up since he's been back to the leadoff spot. So $3,900 for Kinsler is not a bad play at all. Zach Cozart at 37 is also in play for you. Neil Walker at 3,500 can be a nice way to be contrarian if you want to get your Yankee exposure but not get the common players. That's a good way to look at it there. Chris Owings versus Derek Holland, second base outfield eligible at 32, is also a very solid look for you there. Joe Panik is back. He's leading off. He's only 3K. I don't hate that at all versus Godley. And then Ketel Marte, he's had a big week of baseball. He's $2,800, switch hitter, second base shortstop eligible versus Derek Holland. So you can definitely get in on that party right there. And I don't hate the Detroit bats. I'm not mentioning them, but they can be super GPP for you tonight. Third base, you go to guys like Mike Moustakas at 43. We mentioned Tropiano, a lot of hard contact, a lot of fly balls. He's giving up the long ball quite a bit. And again, he's been getting beat up a lot more at home than on the road. So a guy like Moustakas at 43 can be in play. Also, on a four-game slate, don't be afraid. If you're using Tropiano, you can still use Mike Moustakas. Don't have a royal stack, but a one-off is totally fine. So I don't hate that either. Say you used Godley or Taylor on, you want to use a guy from the other team, totally fine. Farther on, you look like a Jaime Candelario at $3,900. I love versus Domingo Herman. That's a very solid piece of that Tigers offense there. I mentioned Zach Cozart. Nico Goodrum, third base outfield eligible at 36 versus Herman, is also in play for you. Mentioned Jeffrey Marte. Johan Camargo, third base shortstop eligible at 33 versus Richards, is another nice one to take a peek at there. Go over to the shortstop position. You got Didi Gregorius, who's been heating up of late. $4,300 is a nice price tag. Enjoy it while you got it. Andrelton Simmons, F42. He hits everything, but he really hits lefties well. B. Cross been swinging a good bat. He's $3,900. So three good guys up top you can take a look at. If you go down a little farther, Dansby Swanson at 35, Camargo at 33, Nick Ahmed at 32. All really good options for you there. And we mentioned Ketel Marte earlier, below 3K. Outfield, you have Mikey Trout at 6K. It's outstanding. Again, if you use Duffy, don't be afraid to use Mike Trout. That's totally fine. Aaron Judge at 58 is a great play along with Stanton. You go down to like guys like Brett Gardner at 47. Nice way to be a little different with your Yankees action. Don't hate that at all. Nick Marcakis has hit lefties really, really well this year at 4,500, so don't sleep on that. You got Nick Castellanos versus Herman at 44. It could be a nice pivot play there to get some exposure differences. Aaron Hicks at 43 is in play for you. You go down, maybe a Justin Upton versus Duffy at 4K. Don't hate that. Jorge Soler, GPP, you know, home run play there at 4K. Hunter Renfroe hit an absolute moonshot yesterday. Check out the Around the Bases pod. We tweeted out the Padres video. It's an absolute bomb. It's off a righty, which is great to see from Renfroe. And the bat flip is amazing. So go check it all out. Really good stuff there. Leonis Martin's only $3,700, so here's some of those Tigers I was talking about. I'm starting to sign some I do like. Mentioned Nico Goodrum earlier. Jabari Blash, if he somehow cracks the Angels lineup, not sure why he would, because I don't think he's even up anymore. Yeah, he's been sent back down. My bad. I'm an idiot. Ignore that. But see if Hermoso gets in the lineup for the Angels at $3,400. Could be a cheapie. I don't think you're going to need too many cheapies on this slate. But if you do, there are a few out there. Chris Owings mentioned him at 32. I do like that as a cheapy option versus Holland, even though I do respect Holland. I don't mind him at all today. Again, like talking one-offs, like a Goldie versus Holland or something could be very nice. Alex Gordon, only 3K versus Tropiano and Almonte as well, both good 3K options for you there. Other than that, I really hope you don't have to go this deep on a slate like this. But if you do, hit us up in the Slack chat. I am always there to help out. So recapping your pitching on the slate, you got Godley up top with Tehran, you got Tropiano in the middle, you got Duffy and Holland down below. When you look at the weather, the wind's blowing out the left field in the Yankees-Tigers game, pretty good, so nice hitter's environment there. Again, check the lineups, coming off a doubleheader, you'll see how that pans out. You got your normal wind blowing out the center in San Francisco between the Giants and the D-backs at about 19 miles an hour. It's a healthy wind, but as they all tell you, it was built for that. So other than that, weather looks fine. Yankees have the highest total, so pick on fires all you want. You got the Angels, then the Tigers are the third highest total. That's why I like some Tigers action. And Domingo Herman is reverse splits. Lefties 255, righties 358. That's why guys like Castellanos. Candelario's a left. He's a switch hitter, but I still don't mind him at all. There's many other options there. Goodrum and company could really make things a little different there and make them interesting for you. Giants have a 4-2 total. Lefties 334, righties 399 off Godley. Padres against Tehran, so on and so forth. Lots to like. Let's look at your BVP and wrap up this quickie here on a Monday. Aaron Hicks, 3-for-5, 2 homers off Fires. Sanchez, 2-for-4. Aaron Judge, 3-for-8 with a homer. Neil Walker, 9-for-22, 3 doubles and a homer. As a team, they're hitting 319 with a 415 WOBA and a 306 ISO versus Mike Fires. The Giants versus Godley. Hundley's taking a deep. Pence has taken a deep twice, but two guys that probably won't be in the lineup, so don't worry about it. Mike Trout, 5-for-12 with a double and a homer off Duffy. Upton, 6-for-17, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Kinsler's taken him deep twice as well. Freddie Galvis, 11-for-33 with a double and a triple, a 333 average versus Tehran. Something to keep in mind for you there. Freddie Freeman, 4-for-9 with a double off of Richards. Marquegas, 3-for-8. Nothing flashy, but nothing crazy either. So there you have it. Less than 20 minutes. Quick hits. Super quick. Super simple. Check us out. TheSportsDGens.com, at TheSportsDGens. I am at BDintric. Hit me up with your questions if you got them. Check us out in the Slack chat. It was popping over the weekend. The guys were really active in there, so that was really good to see. Again, check out Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 66. Great weekly catch-up as usual, plus an interview with Chris Blessing of Baseball HQ, previewing the MLB draft, so go get that in. And then Bench with Bubba, episode 98, dropped last night with my buddy, The Van Lee, from Fantrax HQ, and what most of us knew him for ahead of that, The Nasty Cast. Some good guys over there. Great content from Van Lee. Awesome talking to him. Talking to some players of interest in the fantasy baseball world and his much, much more. He had an early 2019 top 10 draft picks. So a lot going on there. So check it all out. Hit me up with any questions. Hope everybody has a good Monday. NHL Stanley Cup Game 3 tonight. MLB Draft. Get it all in. I'll catch you guys tomorrow's MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 4th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.